It is a joke because the processes were done in open daylight during daytime, and happenings in ZANU-PF were done when Comrade Mchasa was secretary of admin for ZANU-PF. He was there. He attended most of the Politburo meetings that presided over the votes of no confidence, over the amendments to the ZANU-PF constitution, and over all the preparatory stages of Congress. At one time, he was there addressing all veterans and other concerned parties with the president and them announcing various measures together. So surely, when you are beaten politically, you can then not come out 3 months after the fact, claim that the whole process was unconstitutional. It's a joke. It's a political joke.
And what is your take on that formation's attack on President Robert Mugabe and Mr. Mnangagwa that they are not democratic?
They are democratic. Mind you, we're dealing with a game of politics. A game of politics has its own rules. And if we are sidelined, it's a game of backbiting and sidelining. If you are beaten and you are sidelined, that's it, you lose it. In any democratic process, be it in America and everywhere, people use all sorts of tricks to get their way out. For one reason or another, Emmerson Mnangagwa emerged by whatever means to have won the game.